Time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, I haven't done a Wiki Corner on a legendary birthday in a while.
Okay.
So I thought that today we would talk about Bob Marley because today would have been his 74th birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Bob Marley.
Yeah. So Bob Marley was a Jamaican singer-songwriter who became an international music and cultural icon, blending mostly reggae, ska, and rocksteady in his compositions. Marley formed a vocal trio in 1963 with some childhood friends. The group members had grown up in Trenchtown, a neighborhood of Kingston, listening to the latest R&B from United States radio stations whose broadcasts reached Jamaica.
Look at that.
Yeah. The group was originally called The Teenagers, later changing the name to the Wailing Rude Boys, then to the Wailing Wailers, and finally just to the Wailers.
It took some time to get there,
just
but you whittle it down, you fine-tune it, and there you go.
And the Wailers forged a distinctive songwriting and vocal style that became popular with audiences worldwide.
I love it. I mean, it's great music. I mean, we play a Bob Marley song here and there, but it's fun music just to have on in the background.
It is. It's very, like, chill. I don't know. I like it.
Chill.
Yeah.
It is chill.
But
you're
like
right.
Upbeat also. I don't know.
Upbeat
chill. In 1966, Marley married his wife Rita and moved near his mother's home in Wilmington, Delaware for a short time.
That's interesting.
Who knew?
I would never know.
He lived in Delaware for a short time, during which he worked as a DuPont lab assistant and on the assembly line at a Chrysler plant.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Yep.
He lived in Delaware
for a short time.
He worked at DuPont.
Correct.
And then
also in the assembly line at a Chrysler plant.
These are things I would never have guessed.
You're sure
we're still talking about Bob Marley, right?
Right. Well, it was under an alias of Donald Marley.
Don Marley.
Don.
Well, sure.
Instead of
Don.
Bob.
That sounds...
Right. I don't know.
That's it.
But yeah, it was only for a very short time. But yeah. But who knew? So the Wailers disbanded in 1974. And then on December 3rd, 1976, 2 days before Smile Jamaica, a free concert organized by Jamaican Prime Minister Michael Manley in an attempt to ease tension between two warring political groups, Marley, his wife, and manager were wounded in an assault by unknown gunmen inside Marley's home.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. His manager and wife sustained serious injuries but later made full recoveries. Bob Marley received minor wounds in his chest and arm. The attempt on his life was thought to have been politically motivated, but nevertheless, the concert proceeded, and an injured Marley performed as scheduled just 2 days after the assassination attempt. How crazy is that?
How chill he is. Assassination attempt 2 days later, back up on stage.
Back on stage, yeah.
Entertaining.
Yeah. So Marley left Jamaica at the end of 1976 and relocated to England, where he spent 2 years in self-imposed exile. This culminated in the release of his album Exodus in 1977, which established his worldwide reputation and elevated his status as one of the world's best-selling artists of all time, with sales of more than 75 million records.
Wow.
Yes. In July of 1977, he was found to have a type of malignant melanoma under one of his toenails.
Oh.
Contrary to urban legend, this was not caused by an injury during a soccer match that year, but was instead a symptom of already existing cancer.
Oh.
Despite his illness, he continued touring and was in the process of scheduling a world tour in 1980. Now, aside from music, soccer played a major role throughout his life, as well as playing the game in parking lots, fields, and even inside recording studios.
Oh.
He also surrounded himself with people from the sport, and in the 1970s, even made a former Jamaican soccer player his tour manager.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Marley died on May 11th, 1981 in Miami at the age of 36.
Oh, wow.
The spread of melanoma to his lungs and brain caused his death, and he received a state funeral in Jamaica. And in one day, 40,000 people filed past his coffin as he lay in state in Jamaica's National Arena. And he was buried in a chapel near his birthplace in Jamaica with his guitar.
Aww.
Yeah. So he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. In 1999, Time magazine named his album Exodus the album of the century.
Wow.
Rolling Stone ranked him number 11 on their list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. And in 2018, Forbes magazine listed Bob Marley as fifth on the list of the highest earning dead celebrities.
Wow.
He earned $23 million in the past year.
It's a lot more than you were learned on the earn on that, was it Chrysler Assembly Plant?
Yeah,
is that
right.
What you said? And Yeah. Wilmington, Delaware?
Yeah. So he's the fifth highest earning dead celebrity, which is crazy.
I guess good for him, I suppose. Yeah. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Bob Marley, did you?
Yeah. So I thought we would play his song, Three Little Birds.
Chill.
On his 74th birthday.
Yeah. This will warm you up on an icy Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.